Now, we spoke to a girl called Denise last week. She called up because we were doing people that sound a bit like Radio 1 DJs, and she did sound quite a lot like Edith.
Hello, yes, it's Edith here. Oh, hello!
Very good, okay. So, we made some calls using Denise, fake Edith, earlier today. And I want you to play a little game with me now.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to get away with this or not, okay? I'm going to go through some calls that we made earlier. Do you think they will notice that it is not her, or do you think they'll just keep on speaking, thinking that it is actual Edith Bowman?
Okay, right.
Okay, right. First of all, here's fake Edith calling the boss's PA.
Right.
What do you think? Is she going to twig, or do you think... going to carry on the conversation.
I think she will carry... She falls for every single thing we ever play on her in that office, bless her.
I feel a bit sorry for her, because over the years we have... We've got her quite a few times.
She'll fall for it easily.
So she'll keep on talking, even though it's not Edith.
Of course she will.
Okay.
Here's everything gets past her.
Here's fake Edith calling the boss's PA.
Sandy Parfitt's office.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed. Ed here.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, nothing to worry about. I was just wondering,
hello?
Ben's here next week for a bit off. I can't hear you. I'm
so sorry, my love. Well, I didn't even recognise you properly, and I'm so sorry
that it
sounded a bit weird.
Just a quick call. I'm just in the middle of doing a couple of records here.
Okay, that's a bit confusing.
Who's on the weekends?
Hello?
What are you doing?
I've no idea what happened there.
Oh my God.
That's weird.
Has the management office somehow cursed you?
Right, let me try and play that again. Oh, I think I know what's happened now.
Well, here we go.
No, it's fine. It's just me being a bit of an idiot.
Go on, tell the class what you did.
Right, okay. No, it's too embarrassing.
Go on.
I was playing two things at once.
Right.
Yes, I was.
It did sound like that.
Yeah, I was. Okay.
But I wouldn't have ever assumed that you would be that daft.
Anyway.
Let's pretend nothing happened.
No, that's fine.
It was going brilliantly.
So you think that the boss's PA will continue talking to fake Edith, even though it's not her?
Hopefully she will, unless somebody talks over her.
Sandy Parfitt's office.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed. Ed here.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, nothing to worry about. I was just wondering, is Ben free next week for a bit off? I can't
Edith, I'm so
it.
Sorry, my love. Well, I didn't even recognise you properly, and I'm so sorry if it sounded a bit weird.
No, it's okay. I'm really short with the cold, and I'm just a quick call. I'm just in the middle of playing a couple of records here.
Okay, I look after... it's Lindsay that looks after Ben, but...
that's right.
I will... let me get her to come back to you with the dates, and she'll sort you out a nice coffee with him.
All right, cool.
All right, would you prefer
right,
morning?
Cool. Right,
would
then,
you prefer morning?
Yes.
Edith?
Yeah,
Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon. I've still got a bit morning sickness just now, so I'm not the best in the morning. So
right, okay.
Probably in the afternoon, I would say.
All right, okay, darling.
Okay,
all right, take care, my love. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yep, you're right.
There you go.
However...
What's a nice coffee? Do some of us only get offered revolting coffee?
It's a bit like a nice cup of tea.
Right. Okay.
I don't think we get offered the nice coffee.
We just get out of the machine, don't we?
Yeah. But there was a bit there I thought she almost twigged it.
Is Ben free next week for a bit of a catch-up?
Edith, I'm so sorry, my love. Well, I didn't even recognise you properly, and I'm so sorry if it sounded a bit weird.
But then fake Edith, good work, turned it around.
It's Lindsay that looks after Ben, but...
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I knew that. Yeah, yeah.
Edith?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon. I've still got a bit morning sickness just now.
Yeah,
so.
Good thinking.
This is Radio 1.
Okay, next. Colin Murray, okay? Worked with Edith in the afternoon for years. Will he twig it, or will he keep talking to fake Edith?
It might be difficult for Colin, because he never used to let her get a word in edgeways. So,
he probably doesn't know what she sounds like.
So he probably doesn't know what she sounds like. I'll say yes, he twigged.
Okay. Here's Colin. Colin,
yeah, hello?
Hi, Colin, it's Ed. Listen, I'll need to be quick here. I'm in between records. Are you free 2 weeks on Thursday? I'm thinking about having a baby shower.
Who's this?
Is it this?
No, it's not.
Colin, it's me. Sorry, I've got a wee bit of cold.
It's not.
Colin, I'm on the radio just now. I'm in between records.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come down.
I'll come down. Okay, love. Okay.
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Oh! You got well suspicious at the beginning.
Who's this?
Is he there?
No, it's not.
Colin, it's me. Sorry, I've got a wee bit of cold.
And then, I mean, he just went for it. And, I'll come down then. Yeah.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come down.
Yeah, even though it's not actually me. High voice. Okay, so, I mean, what do you think of that? Colin kind of twigged it and then kind of went back on it.
Yeah, that's how you fell for it then.
Now, Dom off of Dick and Dom with Fake Edith.
God, you still fall for it.
You think he will?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Dom, it's Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Dom, it's Edith.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah, thanks. Listen, I was thinking about having a baby shower in the next month. Just really going around all the Radio 1 DJs, seeing if you'd like to come along. now that you're a new father,
right.
I just wondered if you were free 2 weeks on Thursday.
2 weeks on Thursday?
Yeah.
Let me see. Is it a daytime thing?
Yeah, it'll be a daytime thing during the day. And then maybe at night time we can, you know, head out for a few drinks or something like that. Obviously, I won't be drinking, but...
Bloody marvellous.
Oh, cool.
Are you all prepared for it?
I think so.
How long are you working till?
Well, obviously, I'm hoping to work right up maybe until about a week before I'm due.
Right, okay, and this goes on and on and on. God, check in with his big diary.
I know.
Turning the pages. That's more than a page a day, isn't it? Great. Blimey. Okay, eventually, this went on so long, we had to make an excuse and then get rid of him.
Listen, I've got to go just now. That's the record finishing.
Give us a call back.
I'll phone you with the details, okay?
All right.
Cheers. Bye. Oh, my God.
Proper fell for that one.
I knew you would.
Joe Wiley. Gets a call from Fake Edith. Does she twig it?
No, she's on high alert all the time.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Ed here. It's who, sorry? Edith, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, listen, I was looking for a wee bit of advice here. I'm thinking about having a baby shower in the next month or so, but I'm not too sure if that's too American or not.
Hello.
Okay. Not only did she twig, but she was quite rude about it.
Yeah, if you listen very carefully, though, this probably didn't help us. It sounds like Joe was listening in her car, and you can hear Edith on Radio 1 at the time introducing the news.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. It's Ed here. It's who, sorry? Edith?
There she is in the background. So, yeah. But that's a 50% success rate with Fake Edith. Very good.
It's not, is it? 75%?
75% even.
Well, if you're counting Colin.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, 75%.
75%.
That's very good.
Hello, Carol Vorderman here. Right, Duffy's...
3 out of 4.
Duffy's coming next. You're listening to the best of Mills from
unofficialmills.co.uk. The Scott Mills fan site. Ooh.
You can't have Cole.
Huh?
You can't have Cole. Cole totally knew it wasn't me.
This isn't Denise, by the way.
Yeah, this is the actual real Edith. Well, why did he come down then?
Because he was proving that it wasn't me. Because he did come down.
Okay.
You can't have, it's not right. 75%. Sorry.
Okay.
50 then,
so I was right. Thanks very much. Do you think she sounds like you?
Sometimes, yeah, but
little phrases.
Things, she says her R is really different to me.
Right.
But okay. But I'm not getting more in a sickness just in case anyone's wrong.
Alright. Thanks very much, real Edith.
I know a baby shower, but fine.
What is a baby shower? Do you get loads of presents?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do it then.
Well, you can organise it. Denise can host it.
Okay. Bye, real Edith. Bye. Oh, that was nice, isn't it?
You are actually now thinking about having a baby shower on her behalf. Just so you get some presents.
Why not? We are also looking for more Radio 1 DJ impersonators. There must be more people out there that sound even just a little bit like one of our Radio 1 DJs. Let me know, would you? 81199. Falls.